Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We will be in the Psalms today, so if you want to turn to Psalm 48, we'll be reading Psalm 48 through 50. I will pray. I'll read through these Psalms, taking some devotional pauses. Think about application at the end, and then close in prayer. And I encourage you to do the same. Father, thank you for your word. I thank you especially for the Psalms, just as I love how David and the other writers share their emotions through this Hebrew poetry and are able to relate to you in that way and as well lift you up. And so I just look forward to this reading. Father, help me to learn more about you and my relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 48, the title that, again, is not a part of the inspired word, but was added to try to give some idea of situation of who wrote it and what it was. It says this, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautifulness, loftiness, the joy of the whole earth, like the heights of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen, in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. That's the end of Psalm 48. Just a psalm of praise, lifting God up as it regards to regarding their holy city, the temple, Jerusalem. That's the word Zion. And I guess the last verse sticks out to me. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. That was true for them, and that is true for me. Psalm 49, for the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough, so that they should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. Just pause there for a moment. Often, the psalmist will talk about those who oppose God or just live for themselves, trust in themselves, and they see that eventually it ends in nothing when their life is over. Verse 12, people, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd, but the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. Now, psalmists talk sometimes about death and redemption, even though they didn't fully understand probably at that point. And we don't necessarily fully understand how it's going to work now, but they were still looking forward to God redeeming their bodies and being with God. Verse 16, do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases, for they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live, they count themselves blessed, and people praise you when you prosper. They will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. People who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Wow, that's a good psalm. Psalm 49. Don't read that very often. But that's a good one. A reminder. You know, for those who, for all of us, our life is so short. But for those who go after riches and we lift them up and the superstars of this world that we lift up, they have nothing when they die, and they die apart from God. Psalm 50. The mighty one, God, the Lord. This, oh, by the way, the title is a Psalm of Asaph. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of a goat from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked person, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. But I now arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue you. Thank those who sacrifice thank offerings honor me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation. Well, that hymn, that psalm, really speaks of God's judgment coming against those who forget what life is all about. And it reminds God's people to continue to offer their sacrifices as God has asked them to do, and give their attention and worship to the one and only God. Well, as far as my takeaway, I think of a couple things here. One is just a reminder, as the psalmists were talking about how short this life is, and those who go after riches and those who lift up those who go after riches and we make them our heroes, it ends in nothing. They can take nothing with them, and it's over. But for those of us who follow God, we have a future to look forward to that is much better. And I need to remember that in our culture and world today. And then the second thing, I think, is just, for me, just giving praise to God, lifting him up, doing what he's asked me to do in worship. What about you? Father, thank you for your word this morning. And even though the readings are short, the Psalms, Father, lift you up. They remind us of how short this life is and how empty it is to go after anything except you. So, Father, help my heart to be dedicated to you today. Help me to offer my sacrifices of a heart that is dedicated to you. And may you be pleased with how I live for you and lift you up today. In Jesus' name, amen.